Steven Seagal.
Action heroes from the 1980s.
Oh, I thought we should all be Steven Seagal.
It's
now 8:51.
Now, if geography lessons at school bring back horrible memories of fluvial landforms and tectonic plates, it seems things may not have changed all that much. A recent report by Ofsted says children can't wait to drop the subject because lessons are poor and they find it boring. But Tessa Willey, who trains geography teachers at Roehampton University, is worried that if children lose interest, it could kill off the subject altogether.
We hear all the time, don't we, about climate change. We hear about how to live more sustainably and so on. And there's no way that we're going to do any of that and understand any of it if we don't have geography.
Now, I must say, I love geography at school.
And I was
God bless Mr. Ferguson, who got me through my O-level back in the day.
I was the opposite. Joining us now is Alan Kinder, who's chair of the Education Committee for the Geographical Association and also an advisory teacher for geography for Barking and Dagenham Council. There's a title. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for coming in. Why is geography getting such a bad rap? I mean, in my day, which was a few years ago when I was at school, I'd say that probably three quarters of the class didn't enjoy geography.
Well, as this report makes really clear, I think that geography isn't in a bad state of health overall. There's an awful lot, I mean, it's one of the most popular options at GCSE, for example. We've got 200,000 children a year choosing it across the country. And there's lots and lots of good practice out there, including, I think, growing good practice, because for the last 5 years we've had an action plan for geography across the country, and we've seen teachers becoming more and more confident. So I would challenge some of the things that, if you like, the headlines behind this report about the state of the subject overall.
It's interesting because my nine-year-old is doing it at the moment. They're looking at the world and they're looking at climate change and natural disasters and all of that. And that she's completely there, and she loves it. She can't wait for the next bit of homework on it.
Absolutely right. And I think what you're describing there is the sort of intrinsic excitement that's there in the subject. I mean, children want to know about other cultures. They want to find out about other countries. They're interested in the environment and climate change. They're interested in their own geography of the area in which they live and their identity. So that power really is, and that excitement is there, sort of waiting to be unleashed, so to speak.
The thing I used to really enjoy was, as well, it only happened like once a term, we'd go on field trips.
Absolutely.
We'd go outside for a day or so, and that was just a fantastic way of engaging with the subject.
Yeah.
But the geography to me sort of frightened me because it was all about the different layers of mountains and the different layers under the ground, and then it was about the weather and the temperature and
yeah,
and
in fact we didn't produce what market gardens all that kind of sugar beet crops. It's fascinating.
No, see, that side was, but I was sort of put off a bit. But interestingly enough, Paul and I this morning didn't know about wind and how wind was formed. We didn't know about that.
And of course, it's the job of the teacher. This is where the good geography teacher will make those selections for you. I mean, the world is a big place and it's a complicated place. And so it's the job of the geography teachers to make careful selections and get you interested in the world in which you live. What this report, I think, makes really clear is that the amount of specialist support for geography teachers and the amount of training for them has decreased hugely. And so their confidence and their expertise has declined. And that's really the root of the problem.
Now, when you go out and you're on a holiday somewhere new, right, can you appreciate the beauty of this earth without reducing it down to your geographic terms? I know a movie director wants a movie, like, oh, that's a cherry picker, there's the close-up. Can you really just forget all that stuff you know and enjoy a landscape?
I certainly hope so, yeah. I mean, I think it heightens my enjoyment as I go around, so I'm not always thinking about things in technical terms. Yeah, of course, I can enjoy myself on holiday, but probably wouldn't be lying on the beach for 2 weeks. I'd probably be exploring a bit.
People out there, whether it's a teacher or a parent whose kids aren't that interested, what's a good thing, a sort of good hook to get them the first step on the geography enjoyment ladder?
Asking questions.
Okay.
What questions are they interested in knowing the answers?
Like you this morning, what makes wind?
Yes, I wanted to know what made wind.
And a good geography teacher should be able to take it from
you
there.
You might be able to tell us then, what makes wind?
Differences in pressure.
What makes the differences in pressure?
The wind.
The global circulation system, in other words, heat. Different heating, more heating in certain places than others, is one of the biggest reasons.
And that's why we get, because it was a very windy morning, we want to know where it suddenly came from.
That's right, we've got a pressure system rushing through.
There we are. Thank you very much for that. You didn't know you were going to be put on the spot and tested. Thank you very much.
No revision or anything, he knows his stuff.
You got 10 out of 10.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Alan Kinder there, Chair of the Education Committee for the Geographical Association and Advisory Teacher for Geography for Barking and Dagenham Council. Cheers,
thank
Alan, thank you.
Now, things that are going on...